This is JIS News. Coming up, pieces of Jamaica's historical collection join UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. NWC eyeing renewable energy and government working on policy to address the maximum size of studio units. Details after the break.
She's bleeding too much. She's going to need blood if she's to survive.
What if you could help save this person's life?
Get me some blood. This baby needs a transfusion immediately. He could go into shock or die.
Doc, we're out of blood.
What if there was something you could have done to save this baby's life?
There is. You can donate blood.
Every blood donation is a gift of life.
Now the news. Three of the island's historical collections are now part of UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. The Register, a compilation of collections from all over the world, aims to safeguard, protect, and facilitate access to global documentary heritage that is rare and endangered. The Jamaican collections now included in the Registry are the Protector of Immigrants, the Registry of Slavery, and the Silvermen of the Panama Canal. Two plaques to commemorate the addition were unveiled at the Jamaica Archives in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, on Thursday.
The unveiling of these plaques of inscription is a proud moment for Jamaica and the Jamaican people. That our records could have been selected to be part of such a prestigious project by a United Nations organization is an honor for our country and a fine tribute to the hard-working staff of the Jamaica Archives and Records Department, JARD.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner speaking at the unveiling ceremony. The National Water Commission, NWC, is to pursue the use of renewable energy as a means of reducing the high costs of its energy consumption. NWC President Albert Gordon says to achieve this, the utility company will also be rehabilitating a number of old concrete tanks. Additionally, discussions have been held with the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining regarding the use of wind energy.
To the extent we can generate our own power, even if it's not at the location that we need it, then we would also utilize the recently promulgated power wheeling policy, so that if we are generating at a particular location, we can have that power delivered to a pump or a demand center somewhere else in the country using the JPS grid.
The NWC, which uses approximately 5% of the total energy consumed in Jamaica, is aiming for a 30% reduction in energy costs over the next 5 years. The government is preparing new legislation to govern the maintenance and management of gated communities, townhouse complexes, and commercial developments. Minister of Land, Water, Environment, and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says this policy will address the maximum size of studio units. This is as a result of the common practice of homeowners making additions to studio units.
It has been observed that a number of applications are being made by owners and developers for planning permission to develop and construct what is described as super studios. These are later converted into additional bedrooms, larger apartments, or other uses. This practice has impacted on the social and physical infrastructure by the increase of residential density, for which planning permission was not given.
This legislation will complement the recently enacted amendments to the Strata Titles Act governing the management of strata properties. And a partnership between the Ministry of Education and HeartTrust NTA will see laboratories, workshop equipment, and required personnel being introduced to secondary schools as part of the ministry's thrust to promote vocational training. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says new high schools are specifically targeted under the initiative aimed at equipping students for the job market.
So that the students may not just get a smattering of technical education, but rather may have the opportunity of proceeding through levels 1 and level 2 at heart, and then the workforce colleges after for tertiary education will take them the additional stages even up to the degree level.
Minister Thwaites was speaking Wednesday at the official opening of a career resource center at the Kingston Technical High School on Hanover Street in downtown Kingston. The Career and Resource Center was established at a cost of $1.25 million through donations and in partnership with private sector companies. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.